And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on Monday through Friday here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is rising to the top and giving back. My first guest revealed the unwritten rules of rising to the top in a company and getting that corner office. My next guest is the Chief Development Officer of Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County. She's here to discuss giving back and the Bags and Bling fundraiser honoring Kathy Ireland this Friday. Kathy will be joining us by telephone through the interview. If you want to call in and join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. That's 639-0008. Terry Felix is the Chief Development Officer of Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County. Her mission is to raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters to help children reach their potential through professionally supported one-to-one relationships that give proven results. The organization's vision is to bring caring mentors into the lives of children. Kathy Ireland, if she joins us, she's a former model, actress, entrepreneur, CEO, and designer of her own brand of clothing, Kathy Ireland Worldwide. She comes from a family that stressed service. Her father, John, was a labor union organizer. Her mother, Barbara, worked in charities. Welcome to the show, Terry. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me and for having Big Brothers Big Sisters.
We're glad to do it. We want to learn a little bit more about the event that you've got coming up on Friday, but before we do that, I'd like to get to know you a little bit more, if I can, please, Terry.
Absolutely.
I know that you're the chief fundraiser, so that means you're the money person.
That's right.
We'll call you Money Bags.
Okay.
All right. And the reality is, I want to know a little bit, how long have you been in the position, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So tell us a bit about yourself.
I actually was in for-profit for 30 years, actually in the steel industry, a little bit different for a female. And when our youngest of five left for college, my husband and I discussed the fact that we could possibly start downsizing a little bit and start giving back to the community. And so I actually got a fundraising certificate from UCLA and kind of exchanged my sales and management skills for a fundraising certificate, about 30 units of things that you can learn on with the nonprofit world.
Oh, that is wonderful. We're talking to Terry Fox, everybody, and now joining us on the line is Kathy Ireland. Kathy, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in and joining the conversation. Of course, it's on one of your favorite topics, which is the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County. So we're grateful to you for doing that. Kathy, I guess my first question to you is this. You come from a family that really understood service to others. So what do you get out of your relationship with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County?
Well, I think mentorship is so important, and I think it's something that we can all benefit from, no matter how old we are, but how critical it is for young lives to have people to come alongside them. And life is difficult. It's tough. And to have someone be there for them, it's really critical. What a difference we can make in someone's life.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, particularly people who might have only a one-parent household. That's very, very important. But, Kathy, I mean, you're so famous and everything else. Surely you must have had other causes knocking on the door asking for help. And I know you do help support other causes as well. But how and why did you choose the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Ventura County out of all of those other choices?
Been involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, different parts of the nation for many years and have been able to see firsthand the benefits of the work being done through this organization. So grateful to the many supporters and to all the people who are supporting this Bags and Bling event. It's next Friday, November 5th, and I encourage everybody to come on out for that event. And it's youth have a very special place in my heart. And kids who are vulnerable, who are at risk, are particularly dear to my heart. And whatever we can do to stand beside these young people, it's needed. It's important having someone that they can look up to be a role model. And all of us are role models, whether we like it or not. Somebody's watching. Somebody's paying attention. We got to make sure the messages that we're sending are the ones that we want received. And I applaud the people who are coming alongside these kids and being there for them. Sometimes it's just being an ear, somebody to really listen to them. I know when I was a kid, it's tough. It's confusing. It's challenging and what a crazy age in which we live. When I was a kid, cutting meant you didn't go to class. It has very different connotations today, very dangerous. Cutting, huffing, dusting, AEA, cyberbullying, it's rampant, and support is needed.
Oh, absolutely. It's a much different world than when you and I grew up. There's no question about that. And I clearly hear your concern for children, not only in that answer that you just gave me, but obviously in your other activities as well. And you do support other causes. I know that you've just recently done something with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Tell me about the work that you do with them as well, please.
Make-A-Wish is an organization I've been involved with for the past 16 years. Children who are facing life-threatening diseases, extremely vulnerable, they need their wishes granted. Latisse is the first and only FDA-approved product for growing longer, thicker, darker eyelashes. And it comes, the connection is you lose an eyelash, you blow on it, you make a wish. So Latisse is supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. As I've gotten older, my waistline is not getting any thinner, but the eyelashes are.
No, that's good.
And I was pretty skeptical about the product, but I'm happy to say it works. I'm thrilled with the results. And if you go to LatisseWishesChallenge.com, make a donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of $20 or more, you'll get a trial certificate. You take it to your doctor to find out if you're a candidate for this product. Most importantly, though, you're going to be helping making wishes come true for some really special kids.
That's great. We're talking to Kathy Ireland, everybody, and in studio I've got with me Terry Felix, who is the Chief Development Officer for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County. Kathy, I know you are going to be the honoree at this Friday's luncheon called Bags and Bling, so I'm not going to put you on the spot and embarrass you and ask you to tell a lot about the event. I'm going to turn to Terry and ask her to give us some of the details about Bags and Bling this Friday, November the 5th. Terry?
Well, we are honored that Kathy is going to join us, and we're able to honor her as the 2010 Wise and Wonderful Woman of the Year, being a great example to our little sisters. Bags and Bling is this Friday, as you said, November 5th at Las Posas Country Club. You can still get tickets. We are very close to being sold out. Thank you to Kathy. And it is actually a ladies' champagne luncheon. Men, there will be a few men there. You guys are welcome. It is primarily a purse and jewelry silent auction. We have show tickets. We have lots of other things, but the bags and bling are the purses and the jewelry, which we all love. Most will be silent auctions. There will be a couple live auctions. There's a Hawaii vacation. There's a limo and dinner. There's a fireman's feed. And I have to say, which I'll keep some of it just as a surprise, but Kathy and her companies have donated an awful lot of items, which we'll be auctioning off on Friday.
So, oh, well, that's great to hear. I'm happy to hear that. Now, it's open to the public. How much do tickets cost?
The tickets are $75. You can call me at 805-484-2282, extension 23. Or you can go to our website, which is www.BASIN.BIG, BASIN.BROTHER, SASIN.SISTER, VASIN.VENTURA, CASIN.COUNTY.ORG, and buy your tickets online.
All right, so you can buy them online. Now, $75 gets you in the door, and then there's the silent auctions that go on after that. A lot of people within the sound of our voice might just be interested in seeing what the Las Posas Country Club looks like. They'd pay the $75 just to go in for a charitable donation.
Absolutely.
And have lunch there as well. Are all proceeds from this deductible from your taxes?
All but the luncheon itself, yes. So of the $75, $50 will actually be tax deductible.
Well, Kathy, I think it's wonderful that you are this year's honoree, the Wise and Wonderful Woman of the Year. That is a great title. So I'm going to turn to you and put you on the spot for just a minute. In the prizes that were listed, Terry mentioned the fireman feed. What is a fireman feed?
The fireman feed. Terry, would you like to elaborate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are very, very lucky, and this was a big item last year since this is our second annual event. It's Oxnard Fire Department, one of the fire departments in Oxnard. Actually, they come and will pick the family up within the guidelines of Oxnard, within the boundaries, and take the family back or a group of people to the firehouse and actually cook them dinner.
Oh, wow.
So it is really a really fun event.
So the family gets to eat dinner in the firehouse, absolutely, see how the firemen win. And if the bell goes off, do they go out on a fire call?
I think they might stay in the firehouse.
They stay in the firehouse for safety and insurance
that's
reasons.
Right.
That's great. We're talking to Kathy Ireland and Terry Felix, everybody. They are both talking about this Friday, November the 5th, a Bags and Bling Luncheon in order to honor Kathy Ireland as the Wise and Wonderful Woman of the Year. And I've got to ask you, in this economy, both Kathy and Terry, you can both jump in on this. What are some of the challenges that you face supporting the mission of Big Brothers Big Sisters in this tough economy?
Our goal, obviously, in this economy, there's always more children, not less, that need our help. We're currently serving 1,100 here from Calabasas throughout Ventura County, but the waiting list keeps growing. There's families living in cars. There's family living in motels that literally, can't even come up with a deposit for an apartment. We have Big Brothers and Big Sisters who are still seeing those children, but the list grows longer, and so it's just that many more children that we have to serve, and we have to raise the funds to be able to match those kids with a Big Brother, Big Sister.
Absolutely. I mean, funds are definitely important. But Kathy, and from your perspective, helping to get volunteers and helping to get board members has also got to be a primary mission as well. How do you help to convince people to become volunteers for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or even serve on the board of directors for Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Well, excellent point. And in this economy, I don't know anybody who has not been impacted, and volunteers are needed now more than ever. I simply cannot get behind an organization if I don't feel passionately about it, if I don't believe in its mission, in its vision. And Big Brothers Big Sisters is an organization that is helping so many young people. And I believe in the work that is being done there. I believe in coming alongside young people and guiding them, helping them during this precious time in life that is so fleeting. And it's such a wonderful window of opportunity to really influence them in such positive ways. Sometimes life feels so hopeless for kids, and it can be frightening. There are people who will have influences on young people, and if we don't come along beside them, if volunteers don't step up and help out, these young people are going to be influenced, unfortunately, by people who may not have their best interests at heart.
Ah, well said. Kathy, I'm going to stick with you and ask you a follow-up question on this. You are the CEO of Kathy Ireland Worldwide, your company named after yourself, of course. And my question to you is, what is the responsibility of business in helping organizations like Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County?
In this economy, sadly, businesses are folding right and left. Businesses that so many nonprofits are dependent upon for their survival. Those of us fortunate enough to remain in business, we have a responsibility to give back. We've been given so much, and what a privilege it is to be able to give back, to come alongside people who are doing such great work, Terry and her team at Big Brothers and Big Sisters, the volunteers, everyone involved in this organization. It truly is a privilege, and it's such a joy. And that's what's really exciting. When you see people coming out to an event like Bags and Bling, it's such a celebration. It's a celebration of people having like mind and like heart in wanting to support children.
I think that's great. We're talking to Kathy Ireland and Terry Felix, everybody. We're talking about the Bags and Bling Luncheon that is going to be this Friday at the Las Posas Country Club, November the 5th. And what time does that start, Terry?
That starts at 12 noon. Yeah. And lunch actually is at 1 o'clock.
Lunch
we'll sit
at
down
1.
For lunch in the program.
And the whole event probably ends by 4 o'clock?
Yeah. Actually, probably a bit in the 3 o'clock range.
3
absolutely.
O'clock range. All right. Now, you guys don't know me very well, but I'm very crass. So I'm going to ask you, what do you hope to accomplish from Bags and Bling this year? And how's the money going to be used that you do collect from the event?
Our goal this year is to raise and to clear over $20,000. It costs approximately $1,200 to support every match we have per year. Some are less, some are more, but on average, when you look at our budget, about $1,200 is what the cost is that we have to raise. So the money raised will definitely just go to supporting our existing matches and supporting new matches that we can make.
Wow, Kathy, how does that make you feel? That makes you the $20,000 woman.
It's extraordinary. It is wonderful to be a part of this event. And we, of course, want every child to have their needs met and to be able to come alongside them and serve them.
But, of course, Big Brothers Big Sisters, you put on galas like you're putting on Bags and Bling this Friday. That's just one event. If people really want to learn more, they want to get involved, they have a heart like Kathy does, they want to open it up to some of the joy that you feel of helping children, where would you direct them to go to find out more about Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Please, Aventura? We do have other wonderful events that, to bring you into the Big Brother Big Sister family, including this one. But you can see everything about us at our website, which is www.bbsvc.org.
That's bbsvc.org. And you can find out more about volunteer opportunities.
You can actually download applications to become a volunteer right there. You can enroll your children and obviously, you know, get that application to get kids enrolled in our program, as well as find about all our fundraising and all the results, the measurable results. That's a big part of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and the safety issues, whether it's matching new matches and the background checks and the training that we do with the adults to the staff that actually is matched with the match. When that match is made, there's a staff person assigned to that match. So at all times, there's someone there, basically a safety net for the big as well as the little and the family, if there's a family or the guardian. Oh. And that's a constant thing that's there. So there's someone there always to help you through that match and to make things better.
All right. Now, if people are hearing the sound of their voice, of our voices, they want to be matched with a little brother or a little sister. What are some of the qualifications, the qualities that you're looking for in the matches?
We actually ask them to commit to at least a year. What we found through our studies is that a match that's a year or longer really does make a difference. Obviously, the longer the match, the stronger the match. So our goal is do that. Commit to an hour or two a week to spend with that child. We normally find they spend a lot more, but at least an hour or two a week.
And can that be in person or over the phone or both?
It can be all of the above. It has to work in the lives of the big and the little. So that's really, we typically would find a child who lives in your community, so it's easy to see the child. The children range from age 6. We close the matches at age 21. Those matches go on, but for our reasons, we close them. And we're really looking for someone, when we do the interview, we want to know your interests, your likes, your hobbies. Now, there may be children who have never done the things you've done, but may have said they want to learn those types of things. So the more we can match someone to someone that likes the same things, obviously the better the match is going to be, and the more you're going to be able to influence that child, which is really what we're looking for. A mentor is, as Kathy said, it's a friend and a role model. That's really what you are. You're not a parent. You're not taking the place of a parent. So it's really bringing that child into your life. What we think is ordinary, be it washing a car or going shopping or doing whatever we do, to that child, because you're giving them 100% of your time, is extraordinary. So.
What a worthwhile cause. We've been talking to Kathy Ireland and Terry Felix, everybody, about the upcoming Bags and Bling Luncheon at the Las Posas Country Club this Friday, November the 5th. Tickets are still available, $75. You can even buy them at the door. No, you cannot buy them at the door. You got to buy them now.
Yep.
So call Terry, jump on the website, get a hold of one of these few remaining tickets. Call today. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've got a very busy schedule. We're grateful to you for your time. Terry, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Thank you for the awareness, and thank you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Terry, and thank you, Bill. Really appreciate it.